How do we know if Telorges was not superior in character to Socrates? For it is not enough that Socrates died a more noble death, and disputed more skilfully with the sophists, and passed the night in the cold with more endurance, and that when he was bid to arrest Leon of Salamis, he considered it more noble to refuse, and that he walked in a swaggering way in the streets, though as to this last fact one may have great doubts whether it is true. But the issue is, what kind of a soul did Socrates possess, and if he was able to be content with being just towards men and pious towards the gods, neither idly vexed on account of men's villainy, nor yet making himself a slave to any man's ignorance, nor receiving either as strange or intolerable anything that fell to his share out of the universal, nor allowing his soul to be afflicted with the passions of the miserable flesh. Nature has not so mingled the intelligence with the composition of the body as not to have allowed you the power of circumscribing yourself and of bringing under subjection to yourself all that is your own. For it is very possible to be a divine man and to be recognized as such by no one. Always bear this in mind. And another thing, too, that very little indeed is necessary for living a happy life. And because you have despaired of becoming a dialectician and skilled in the knowledge of nature, do not for this reason renounce the hope of being both free and modest and social and obedient to God. It is in your power to live free from all compulsion in the greatest tranquillity of mind. Even if all the world cry out against you as much as they choose, and even if wild beasts tear in pieces the members of this cosseted flesh that has grown around you. For what hinders the mind in the midst of all this from maintaining itself in tranquillity and in a just judgment of all surrounding things, and able to appropriately take advantage of the objects which are presented to it? So that the judgment may say to the thing which falls under its observation, "This is your true nature, this you are indeed, though in men's opinion you may appear to be of a different kind," and the ability to use what comes to hand may say to that which falls to hand, "You are the thing that I was seeking, for to me that which presents itself is always material for virtue both rational and political, and in a word for the exercise of art, which belongs to man or God. For everything which happens has a relationship either to God or man, and is neither new nor difficult to handle, but usual and apt matter to work on." The perfection of moral character consists in this, in passing every day as the last, and in being neither violently excited, nor torpid, nor playing the hypocrite. The gods who are immortal are not vexed because during so long a time they must tolerate continually men such as they are, and so many of them bad. And besides this, they also take care of them in all ways. But you who are destined to end so soon, are you wearied of enduring the bad, even though you are one of them? It is a ridiculous thing for a man not to fly from his own badness, which is indeed possible, but to attempt to suppress other men's vices is impossible. Whatever the rational and social faculty finds to be neither intelligent nor social, it properly judges to be inferior to itself. When you have done a good act and another has received it, why do you look for a third thing besides these, as fools do, either to have the reputation of having done a good act or to obtain a return? No man is tired of receiving what is useful, but it is useful to act according to nature. Do not then be tired of acting according to your nature. You gain that which is useful, while it is also beneficial to others. The nature of the universe itself resolved to create this world and all around it. But now either everything that takes place comes by way of consequence or continuity, or even the chief things towards which the ruling power of the universe directs its own movement are governed by no rational principle. If this is remembered, it will make you more tranquil in many things.